Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, folks. This is Dave Schmidt. I'm your host here tonight again on the Cosmic Connections. I want to thank everybody for joining us tonight. This is our June 15th program, and it's 8 o'clock here in my home in Texas, which means it's 9 o'clock on the East Coast and 6 o'clock on the West Coast. And wherever anybody may be all around this nice and wonderful world, tonight what I'm going to do, I'm going to share some information from a recent newsletter that was put out by Ben Fulford, because he is saying some stuff that is saying, oh my gosh. You know, for months now I've been saying, you know, make sure you got your food, make sure you got your water. We were probably going to see the systems and our financial systems collapse before all of our funds came through. And he is basically reiterating all those things. But before I get into that, I just got back yesterday. I was in Las Vegas for 3 days visiting with some of my primary people there in the currency exchange. And then today, again, I got my update report from what's happening in Reno. So here's what we're being told. The folks in Reno are saying that the big boys are all there and they're signing the contracts and they're doing all the paperwork and the documents to be able to get everything starting to move. They did say there is a possibility that paymasters might start, I should say the top paymasters, might start getting their funds by Friday, if not then by early next week. Now, that's the way it was. I know in the last couple of weeks we've talked about the June 9th date and the June 20th date, but those are always just probabilities until the real stuff starts happening. And this is not a simple process, and that's why it takes much longer, you know, for everything to undevelop. But I have funds personally in the Reno issues, and what I can say, if I get paid, I can say I got paid. Now, I can't give out details, because I have my non-disclosure agreement with them. But that tells us that the process is starting and it's underway and it's going, that it's real. Now, out of the Texas processing office, where all of you that have turned in Dawn currency to me or you're under contract with that, it will take somewhere between about 2 to 4 months for us, where the money I can send out to you and it can be payable for you from the time that this starts in Reno. So that's kind of the timeline. So if you're in the contract with me, folks, don't expect anything until late fall before you're going to be able to have anything. And I try to be very upfront and kind of give some specifics about, you know, what we have there. But before I do that, I just forgot something. Blanca, I need to welcome you into the program tonight. Oh, my gosh, I got going and I forgot all about that. How are you doing this fine evening?
That's okay. You and I touched base before the call, and maybe that's what it was. Plus, you do have exciting news. It looks like the process with at least these preliminary funds seems to continue going. So we've just got to continue our positive thinking and our positive prayers that hopefully this will come through. I know we'll probably talk about this as well, but if anyone's paying attention to the financial situation, they can see how the timing is very interesting about how this is happening.
Yes, and welcome back. I know because you weren't with us last week, but it's always nice to have you back on the program. So, well, let me continue going here. So that was the report that had come out of Reno, and then I talked with my primary person, and she had been talking with her uppers, and they basically were reiterating what was saying there. And it was interesting because they also told her, get ready, because things are going to totally fall apart in this process. And kind of as a side note, they told her, you better make sure that you have about 28 gallons of water, good drinking water, on hand, because you may start finding that there's going to be demands for everything and everything starts to fall apart. So I'll get into that when I start reading a part of this Fulford newsletter, but let me mention a couple of other things first. Today, 1 week from today, I will be going to Norway, where we're going to be having a workshop in Oslo on the 25th of Norway. Then I'm going to be, you know, staying over for about 4 or 5 days, doing some visiting and kind of some tourist stuff and stuff like that. And then, yes, we will have a workshop on July 9th here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Now, I don't have those details out yet. I should have that hopefully within the next couple of days. I will send that out in the newsletter where you'll have the specific location. But you can trust it's going to be right real close to the Dallas-Fort Worth airport, so that if you fly in, you can take a shuttle and you won't have to rent a car to be able to do that. So, and one other really good, nice news. I have been invited to go to India to do a workshop in Bangalore. And I thought, oh my gosh, that is going to be really something. And I am working now also with, you know, the funders to see if we can have some of these deadlines extended to help the people out. Because remember, folks, these funds coming through are about us being vehicles to share a good portion of your funds in areas of need all around the world, so we can help bringing, you know, third world countries out of poverty up into common middle class standards for all of us to be living in a harmonious lifestyle around the world. And if there's ever a place that really needs help, India is one of those, because they have these extreme contrasts that is there, where on one hand, you have people that are very bright, very intelligent, and it's a high-tech center, almost of the world in some ways. And yet on the other hand, when you get into some of the villages, it's extreme poverty that they have there. So they could use a lot of funds and a lot of help there. And again, this to me might be back to, it's one of those blessings in disguise, kind of as a divine assignment that is taking place with some of this stuff. So we don't have any dates yet, but I did talk with them today for the first time, and they're going to be working with their folks. We may be looking at sometime in September that I will be going to India. Now, I don't have any workshops scheduled after July 9th, and so don't expect any more probably up until late September if I go to India, because July 9th, and then about a week and a half after that, 2 weeks after that, I will be going to Oregon for one of my high school reunions, and then I'm going to stay there and visit my daughter and some of the other family that is there. And so it'll be, by the time I get back from that, we'll be moving into late July. And so, and then I just don't do workshops in August because, you know, in the United States, that's vacation month and hardly anybody shows up. So July, this DFW workshop, July 9th will be the last one for a couple of months that I'll be having here in North America. So, okay. So those are basically the announcements that I wanted to share. And one of the things that I share in the workshops is that we continue to get updated information that as a human race, and then I'm coming back again to that fifth Neruda interview where he says, we are moving into an era of what is called human 3.0. We're moving into the era of, there's this new energy coming in to our earth, and people are beginning to wake up. They're waking up to a place of what's called consciousness and awareness of who we truly are to ourselves, what our complete capability is. And we're waking up to the awareness that we have been held in various forms of slavery by these elite for literally thousands of years. And they have kept us in what is called ignorance positions and lesser positions. And where we are today in this modern world, what we have are these extremely powerful, wealthy elite. And then they basically use us as their slaves to keep them powerful and wealthy and strong. Now, when I say slaves, it doesn't seem like we're slaves here in the United States. But yet, you see, we're slaves to our jobs. We're slaves to our jobs. We're not free from that. We don't get to quite exist without our jobs. And the jobs that we work are designed to keep them strong and wealthy and powerful and controlling the world. And it was last week on the program that I even shared again about the World Economic Forum with Klaus Schwab, and where he comes right out and says, we are the ones that control the world. We are the ones that control what goes on in this world because we are the ones that have the money to control what goes on in this world. And the whole purpose, or I should say one of the primary purposes of these funds being released to scores of thousands of people is so that we can start setting ourselves free from their power control and we can hold our true position as sovereigns. Now, there's good news that's coming our way. But before this, on the larger scale, before the good news happens, there's going to be some really serious shifts and changes. So what I want to do now is I'm going to read to you part of what came out of Ben Fulford's newsletter 2 days ago, because this is so relevant to what I've been sharing in the workshops and sharing here on the program. So let me do this. Let me read part of this. The world is going through a fundamental shift as the Western world is being cured of its satanic infection. The result will be an unprecedented era of world peace and prosperity. This will be the legacy of the make love, not war hippie generation. However, before this new age can start, some final house cleaning is being done. And this can be seen in the international isolation and financial collapse of the fake Joe Biden regime in the United States. The collapse is accelerating as the Khazarian mafia Biden regime falls into pariah status. As an example, last week, the Biden avatar called a summit of the Americas only to be boycotted by the majority of the states in the region. Cuba, Venezuela, Nicaragua, Mexico, Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, Uruguay, and Bolivia were among the countries to boycott the meeting. Leaders of the countries that did attend, like Argentina and Belize, took the opportunity to criticize Biden. The rest of the world, including Africa and the Middle East and Asia, except for the Japanese and South Korean slave states, and a large part of Europe, is also shunning the openly criminal U.S. corporation government. And you've heard me say on this program before, in the United States, it's called the United States of America Incorporated. That is run by this Khazarian mafia Rothschild regime. Before we go further into the boycott of the U.S. corporation, let us look at what is called the Ibero-American revolt against it, because huge and underreported events are taking place in Latin America. Okay, now I'm going to go on. I'm going to skip to the next part. Now, having to do with the Russians, we were sent evidence last week by Mossad that the original Russian president, Vladimir Vladimirovich Putin, was arrested for the theft of state property on a large scale, financial fraud, abuse of authority, preparation of an act of terror to intimidate the population and influence the government. As proof, they provided us with a video of his trial posted below. Now, obviously, I'm not showing that here. The Mossad says in the video that the trial of former Prime Minister Putin, it took place in 2010. So 12 years ago, the real Vladimir Putin was put on trial and was convicted of those crimes. The Putin we see now is an avatar working for the alliance. He's working for us. In Europe, the alliance is close to finishing off the Khazarian mafia crime state known as Ukraine. And folks, I've been clear on this program, and you see it so much if you're following the mainstream media. Ukraine is the headquarters of the Khazarian mafia. It's the headquarters of the cabal. It's the headquarters of the Rothschild crime family. And that is where they have been carrying on these horrendous criminal activities. And that's why this avatar Putin has gone into Ukraine, is to shut down the Khazarian mafia that has been controlling most of this world for well over 100 years. Okay, The fall of Ukraine is likely to be accompanied by the collapse of the Khazarian mafia rule in the West. Polish intelligence sent us the following report on moves to dismantle the Khazarian mafia control nexus in the West. It says, the collapse of banks around the world is imminent. It's a heavy blow for the Bauer family, which is also the Rothschild banking family. The money donated by the Rothschild family to their agents, Soros and Rockefeller, was eventually discovered around the world. As a result, the Bilderberg Group and the Great Economic Reset of the Davos Forum have just been defeated. A major operation to clean up the corrupt money flows of the past 75 years is underway. This flow led to the manipulation of countries by corrupt political parties all bought off by the Rothschild family. Now corporate funds like the Vanguard and BlackRock are in free collapse. All corporate CEOs are under investigation on quasi-military charges of treason and money laundering to foreign nationals. The processes that will take place in the EU and the US in the coming 18 months will be similar to those that Russia went through in the early 1990s, and a large population groups plummeting into poverty and governments canceling many Social Security benefits. Now, Kim.com just did the math to show that the US had debt and unfunded liabilities worth $259 trillion, or $2,067,000 per U.S. taxpayer. The rest of the world is no longer going to foot the bill. That is why another group of eight nations, China, India, Russia, Indonesia, Brazil, Mexico, Iran, and Turkey, has been established to lead the boycott. Let me keep going here. Now it goes on and it talks a little bit about the COVID issues. Speaking of COVID, more and more revelations about the criminal nature of this scam are pouring out day by day. We are also getting evidence the entire pandemic vaccine scam was planned years in advance. And then he goes on, he says, below you can watch what the planners had to say. And it was a video about some of the stuff that took place there. Now, as we go, and it says the vaccine crimes are just the tip of the iceberg. It says, for example, Disney Channel actress Chyna McClain confirmed the entertainment industry has a satanic agenda, and the reasons why you see people dressed up as Satan, upside down crosses and pentagrams on their clothes, people think this stuff is just a game. It's not. As a reminder, in 2016, FBI Director James Comey was briefed on Hillary Clinton linked to child sex crimes based on evidence found on Anthony Weiner's laptop. In 2018, the IG report also cited Clinton Foundation and crimes against children. New York Police Department sources said these new emails included evidence linking Clinton herself and associates to money laundering, child exploitation, sex crimes with minors, perjury, pay-to-play through the Clinton Foundation, obstruction of justice, and other felony crimes. The world will not reset until these criminals are rounded up and face public Nuremberg-style war crime tribunals. This will happen, all in capital letters. When the criminal regime collapses, only then will there be a jubilee, a debt write-off, a redistribution of assets, and a launch of the new golden age. That last part, the launch of the new golden age, is the bigger expansion of all these funds being released. Now, That's why I've always said we at my level had absolutely no control over when these funds are released, because this is all a part of bringing in what is called the new golden age. It's all a part of being able to help have a shift and change. And if you're understanding what Fulford had just said, the Western countries are going to go through a complete banking collapse. Now, personally, how I see this, these funds are going to be released to us because our job is to help the people who are hurting through this financial collapse. That really brings up the question then, is when our funds start coming through, where are we going to place them? Are we going to place them in bank accounts? I don't know yet. What will happen is I know myself and others will be looking at this very closely. And it's imperative that you be listening to any special newsletters that I put out, because I may be putting out some information is that this is the timing that we're going to get, that your bank accounts are going to collapse, and you don't want all of this money in those banks. We're still working on what might be done, but if you've been watching what's happening to the cryptocurrencies, you really don't want to put your money into that. This week, the cryptos have been absolutely collapsing. The two big cryptos are Bitcoin and Ethereum. Bitcoin is down over 32% in the last 1 week, and Ethereum is down over 40%. Bitcoin was all the way down to below $21,000 today, and only a few months ago, it was at $40,000 and $50,000. What I read in an article yesterday is that when things start collapsing, when things start falling apart, is what people do who have excess wealth, they pull out of the risky issues first. So the cryptocurrencies are still considered risky. They're not solid. There's nothing that's backing them up. But if you think that we haven't possibly started into our financial collapse, on Friday, the Dow Jones dropped around 900 points. On Monday, the Dow Jones dropped around 900 points. And I think if I remember right, it even had a small drop today. We've seen the Dow drop over 2,000 points in the last 3 to 4 trading days. Folks, that's a huge, massive drop in the market starting to fall apart. There are lots of professional economists that are showing up on the mainstream financial programs, CNBC, the others and stuff like that, that are saying the current financial status is not sustainable, and we are without a doubt going to be start moving into a massive recession. So what's being said between what they are saying with what Fulford is reporting, what we're hearing from our funding sources, it's extremely important that this is the time that we tighten our belts. This is the time that we get ready for things to fall apart. There's been multiple reports coming that said expect a food shortage. The massive cost of the rise of gas is making it so that some of the truckers are no longer moving materials because they're losing money in their trucks because they're not being reimbursed for the higher cost of gas. Fuel is a huge expense to a truck that only gets about 4 to 5 miles a gallon. The farmers, some of the farmers are no longer farming because the fuel to run all of their farm equipment is too expensive and they can't get any fertilizer. It's highly advisable that you stock up on food stores that can hold for 1, 2, 3 months, and then you have a supply of rice and beans and stuff like that to keep you going through. Now, this is what I do personally for my water supply. I filter all of my water twice. And so that way I'm not dependent upon purchasing bottled water. I do take the tap water, and then I run it through my Brita filter. Now, my Brita filter cleans out any slight little particles or anything that might be in it. And then I have a second filter that filters out the chlorine and the fluoride, so I'm left with pure water. Now, that filter is a little bit of expensive. I remember when I bought the pitcher and the filter that came with it, it cost $65. But here's what we don't realize. All of our water that comes out of the taps has chlorine, and most of it still has fluoride in it. And you can go out and you can be buying bottled water, and they can say it's coming right fresh from the streams. And folks, that's just a marketing ploy. Because any water that comes through a commercial process and is commercially bottled is still going to have chlorine in it to be able to stop any infections of bacterial processes in the water. And when they say it's coming right fresh from the stream, folks, those are just marketing ploys to make you sound good. If it came fresh from the stream, what would happen if just a few miles upstream some bear, some wolf, or some deer pooped in the water and you got all of that fecal in your water that just came fresh from the stream? That happens in nature, folks. So you see, they always have to put a chlorine cleansing agent to kill off any bacteria that might be in the water, and then they bottle it and send it to us. So bottled water, unless you buy a specific type of brand that you know has been completely filtered and filtered all that stuff out, it's still going to have a little bit of additives in it to keep it fresh or keep the bacteria from developing. Now, that's why I go ahead and use tap water, but I filter all of it twice to get the chlorine and the fluoride out of there, because those are not natural parts for your own issues within your own body to take place. So, wow. I think that's a lot of what I wanted to share tonight about what's developing, what's taking place. It's time for us to start getting ready. It looked like it might be finally starting to happen. And all this was designed to take place around the same time where the funds are released for us, as well as our current cabal-based, Rothschild-based global system is going to fall apart. The old systems have to collapse before the new systems are able to come in. And that's what Fulford talks about, this shift of moving into our golden age. Okay, with that, well, Blanca, let's go to you. And why don't you share some of your thoughts there with us tonight?
Well, you shared a lot of very exciting news. I mean, I'm going to take you back all the way to the announcement that you might be doing a workshop in India. That's very exciting news.
It is. Well, I should say it's pretty certain I'm doing it. We're just going to work out the details of when. So, yeah.
That's India is, well, first of all, such a beautiful country with such important history. But I think it's going to be a very important country in the future, especially, you know, after the fall of the empire, let's put it that way. So it's nice that you're going to be going there and making some connections and meeting people there. That's very exciting news, Dave. I'm sure you're excited.
Yes, yeah. I mean, I've always been able to go to either Australia or Europe on my own because of the people on my newsletter list, but to be invited by them. And, you know, there's a guy that's there. He works in the tech industry in the high tech area there in India. And he says he listens to my program all the time, and he's been talking with his colleagues, and they said, we would love to have you come here. And I basically told him, cover my airfare, my hotel, and I would love to come. I won't even charge you anything for doing the workshop. It'd just be a pleasure to be able to be there and come in.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, that's very exciting news, Dave, and that's quite an opportunity. And so from one, I mean, you covered the gamut, of course. You mentioned that people need to prep, it's like we talked about it, you know, that it's going to be a very, very, very bumpy ride. This plane is coming down, and I think there's a lot of evidence, and it's going to be bumpy. Even with the best outcome, it's still going to have to come down hard. And so to be able to weather the storm, as Dave said, very good to prep. People who, you know, are very knowledgeable about this do insist on water for sure, which you've been emphasizing. They emphasize food, and you address that. And then also they emphasize medical, to have, you know, extra medical first aid kits, if you can get some supply on antibiotics, that sort of thing. If you can get some of your prescriptions stocked up, that also. And then, of course, your personal security equipment is very important, because when this comes down, there's not going to be 911, policemen, or anything like that coming to your aid. You've seen that already happening. Because it comes down, these people are going to want to be protecting their own families and their own households. So we've got to get real serious, guys. We're kind of happy that the empire is falling, but let's realize that the empire provided everything, our whole social structure. So we need to kind of get our heads around, you know, to get freedom means freedom, right? And so these structures, which were originally set up, you know, to be of service to us, now have totally flipped. They're oppressive to us. Some of them are even, you know, killing us, which we saw, you know, with this last medical issue. So just realize that a lot of things that we used to count on may be missing for some time until things get amped up again. So I think your preparation message is a very good one, while we keep our eye on the positive outcome with our minds and hearts, which I'm glad you kind of blend those two messages.
Well, it's back to what I've been reading from so many of the different intuitive sources. This is the era of humanity's change. This is the era that humanity gets to come out of being in various forms of slavery to the elite controls for thousands of years and moving into their self-sovereignty. Now, this doesn't happen overnight. This is a process that will go on for a couple of decades, but to do that, the old system has to collapse. And we don't know how bad it's going to be, but the issue is be prepared just in case, unless you want to be totally caught off guard. I don't. I am preparing. I, you know, made a Costco run a couple of days ago to store up on some extra long-term food and making sure that I'm in good shape. Let me address one issue here. There was a person that said, what's the name of the filter for the fluoride and the chlorine? I don't know what it is. Just Google. There's more than one that's available. Just go into Google and just Google water filter that takes out chlorine and fluoride, and you'll find multiple sources that you can buy on Amazon or wherever you want to buy it. So, you know, just do your own work. Just make sure that your filter says that they take the chlorine and the fluoride out, because the vast majority of water filters don't. There's only a few that do that, and they're much more expensive because of that. But to me, I think that's extremely important, because if one of the ways that they can basically, again, is to create health problems for us, is to sneak stuff into the water. And it can even be done in bottled water, folks. Just because it's commercially bottled doesn't necessarily mean it's totally safe, okay? Those are the ways that they catch us off guard, thinking that, you know, it's there. But when you have this filtered system that does fluoride and chlorine, you know it's getting everything that's in there when it goes down to that degree. So, okay? So, okay. Anything else, Blanca, that you want to – first of all, Jean, I don't talk about anything of the forms on this program, on the air, that you need to send in. You need – Jean Friscone, you need to send me an email, and it doesn't make any difference, because I have three or four different emails, and they all come to the same inbox, okay? But I don't answer that question here live on the air, okay? That's a private issue that you need to send me an email on, okay? Blanca, back to you. Is there any other comments you'd like to make?
No, I think you really covered it, made some very good comments. And, oh, also, and I know your people who listen to you know this, as the empire starts coming down, they're going to want to cause as much harm to others as possible and continue on their normal propaganda campaign to cause fear. All right?
Yeah.
So just expect that. And that's not going to help you or your family or us help, you know, get through this. We don't need to, you know, get into the fear. Once we get into fear, let's just take action. If all of a sudden you start feeling the fear thing because you're seeing these things happen, just translate it to action. What action can I take? Because something is telling me I need to take action. And that's all. I think you covered everything pretty well, Dave.
Sure. Okay, well, I don't have a whole lot more that I need to share or talk about tonight. Let's see if there's anybody that would like to call in and have any questions or comments. If for anybody that would like to call in, the number there is 515-605-9356. Again, that's 515-605-9356. Press 1 on your touchtone phone, and that would let us know that you would like to come on the air and you have some comments or some questions. And okay, we just had somebody come up, and it's area code 406, so we'll go right directly to them first. We're going to area code 406. You're on the air. What's your name? What can we help you with?
Hi, Dave. This is Christy in Montana. And
I listened to
Ben's newsletter, and I'm sure you caught the part where he was saying that the exchange with the dinar and the dong was a setup by the Bush family and that it would not happen. So I'm assuming that's for those that are not in a personal or private exchange.
Absolutely. I'm so glad you brought that up. I totally forgot about that. People have been asking Ben Fulford about, you know, what is called the global currency reset. And this whole concept where the dinar, the dong, or the zim, and that you can get an 800 number and you'll just be able to go into a bank or a processing center and walk out a multimillionaire, that is totally false. None of the funders are funding that system. And to that point, yes, he was accurate. It's a setup to basically entrap people. First of all, if they did that, they basically would be funding and turning multimillionaires into criminals, drug dealers, and terrorists. They would all be able to walk away with multi-millions of dollars and be extremely more powerful. They would never, ever, ever do that. That is why the funds only come through private contracts by brokers or like aggregators like myself that have been authorized by the U.S. Treasury and the DOD. I've gone through extensive background checks on myself and to make sure that I'm clear and I'm good. And then before I can pay anybody, everybody's got to redo their paperwork. You got to go through a background security check, and we have to work with you closely to make sure the transfer of funds is to the right person and in a safe and legal manner as well. So yes, you were correct that Fulford did say that. He said that that stuff isn't going to happen. He also said, so he said there isn't going to be any what is called this RVGCR. On a public side, that's correct. Because remember, we are private contracts. He also said that there isn't all this big gold in the bunkers and the caves in various areas. Well, I'm sorry, but that's where he's not correct. He may have said that as a protection against those that have it, so that people don't go around clamoring it, trying to find where is this stuff. But, I mean, remember, I've been to Hong Kong 4 times. I've seen it. I've been on Skype with the lady that's called the Princess of the Philippines, and I've seen what they have. We are aware of what they have. And let me make a side note here. If you notice something, and I haven't really thought about this until a couple months ago, I don't know anybody else that is out there that is openly talking about being able to be involved in these currency exchanges on an open radio program like I am. I don't know anybody else that's doing that. The blogs are talking about the false 800 number process, but I don't know anybody that's in touch with the funders, the dragon families, the royal families out of the Philippines that have all this massive amount of wealth that talks about this openly like I get to. And I totally have forgotten that basically it's because they have authorized me to do that, and they don't want anybody else doing that. And there's a long story behind that, and I'm not going to go into the details about that. But if you notice, I don't know anybody else that talks about it like I do, so openly,
right,
on a radio program. Yes, so.
Well, thank you, Dave. Connor says hello.
Okay, thanks. Okay, say hi to him.
Right,
okay.
Will do.
Okay, all right, thanks a lot. Okay, so now we're going to go on to the next caller, and that's going to be an area code 321. And he gave us his name. Tom, you're on the air. What can we help you with?
Hey, thanks, Dave. Hey, appreciate everything you're doing. Everything sounds great. And, hey, man, I was wondering, because I'm sorry I missed the show here this evening. I look forward to hearing the recording tomorrow. But I remember last week you mentioned, and I just want to understand this, you mentioned that you were expecting, you know, to get paid on maybe the 20th of June. And does that mean when you get paid that then will start the process for us? Is that what that means? I just wonder.
No, it doesn't start the process for you. Because remember, everybody that turned currencies into me, we've gone through what is called the Texas Processing Office. This is the process of a small contract that is in Reno that I am a part of. All these small preliminary contracts have to be paid out first. And that's going to take a couple of months. After that is done, then our Texas Processing Office starts. But what it lets us know that this stuff is for real and it's really happening. And what I did say at the beginning of the program is that I did talk with my folks in Reno this morning. The big boys, they said, are in town. They're still working on signing all the contracts, the agreements, and the legal paperwork and everything that they have to go through. There is a possibility by the end of this week or early next week, the first level of the paymasters will start seeing the funds showing up in their accounts. So when I said that, you know, June 9th and 20th date, those weren't exact dates. Those were just approximates. But the process is underway as it's being explained to me. So.
Right on. Hey, Dave, do you miss getting out on your boat, your sailboat?
No, I don't. I really don't miss it.
That's a lot of work, isn't it?
Well, it's a lot of work, and I just really wasn't doing it, using it that much when I was in Florida, so I'm fine. You know, cause I stay focused on what I do here, and I'm okay with it. Sailboats
right
take a lot
hey,
of work.
I'm glad you're focused, Dave. Thank you so much.
All right, thanks a lot. Okay.
Right on.
Okay. Okay, well, Blanca, I don't see anybody else, do you? Let's see, you're going to have to bring yourself back on. I'll bring you back on.
I'm sorry.
Okay, there you are. I brought you back on here. So. Yeah, I
good,
don't see anybody
you.
Else. Do you see anybody else that had any questions or comments?
No. Everybody looks like whoever said they wanted to talk to you got a chance to talk to you.
Okay, folks. Well, that's kind of it for the program tonight. We've been going for about 45 minutes there, and hopefully next week I'm going to have some really, really good news. I can say that, yes, that's right. I won't have a program next week. Next week I will be on the plane flying to Norway. So no program next week, folks. It'll probably be the week after that. And I will probably be doing a program from Norway, I think is where I will probably be that week. But I'll keep you informed of what's going on through the newsletter. So thank you for joining us tonight. And with that, we just want to say thank you very much. And is the jingle going to come up? I always look for my little jingle. Oh, there it is. Okay. Thanks a lot. Okay. I'll see you later. Okay. Bye-bye.